15 a side, 8 forwards and 7 backs. Basically trying to run through the opposition whichever way they can, either directly by contact and turning the ball over and recycling it, or by finding gaps in the defence and putting the fast runners through the gaps. So they kick to start, and then one of the forwards will probably catch it. So this 8 should catch it, or 6 will get it. And you run forward and pass backwards. That's the key. The ball can be passed flat or behind, but not forward. If I'm playing that way and the ball goes forward, I drop it forward, then it's a scrum. A scrum means that the 8 players, 8 forwards from each team, are tied into that part of the field. So it's an advantage to us. So we've got our fast players out here. There's more space on the pitch. That's a great pass. Oh! So that went forward. Basically anyone can play, because you need big tall people, wider people, short people, fast ones. People need to be able to jump high or run fast or push hard or tackle hard. So you need all the skills of sport. So if you're good at one or two sports, then you'll probably be good at rugby. You need to have basic strength. And not be afraid to be physical and hit other people and be hit and hit the floor a lot. So the backs generally, they need more speed, and the forwards need more power, more strength really. In the scrum, you're very close. You bind in, so the second row will quite often get fat ears. In the men, it's called cauliflower ears, and the blood clots in the ear, and it's like called a hematoma, where the blood is stuck. And so you see lots of old forwards with cauliflower ears. Unfortunately, there aren't many in the girls' game. I haven't seen any yet, but the girls obviously quite worried, so that's why they wear the helmets. That's another reason, look after the ears. But the other one is if I wear one, because I've had concussion about 3 or 4 times. So I wear mine just in case. I was quite young. I was 14 when I started at school, so I was one of the lucky ones where we had rugby at school. But it was only because the PE teacher played rugby herself at a club. So because she played, she wanted to teach it, and that was why, really. So she brought it in, and we had matches against other schools, and it went from there. But if she hadn't have come to the school, then maybe, you know, you just don't know, do you? It depends on who you meet. It's still not part of the curriculum, so it's for girls. It's not taught as part of the programme. It's more if someone is interested in teaching it or coaching it, then they will come and do it after school. But there's only a few schools in the country that will teach it as part of their normal lessons. We're trying to change that as well, but it's quite difficult because with PE teachers, because rugby's quite physical and it's obviously more dangerous than other sports like football, a lot of people don't want to teach it.